you're here. Fellowship sweeter, knowing you're near.
Reading from Psalm 40, verse 5. Many, O Lord, my God, are the wonders you have done, the things you planned for us, no one could recount to you. Were I to speak and tell of them, they'd be too many to declare. O magnify the Lord with me, let us exalt his name together. It is Tuesday, Testimony Tuesday, April 20th, 2021. And let's see, there's 6 of us in the studio. It's going to be a fun program because we decided last night at our meeting that the singing men will continue. In fact, we have a date. It's going to be Monday night, May 10th, so 3 weeks away, since yesterday, that we'll be gathering here at the Great News Radio Center at Lincoln Square. We'll be meeting at 7 p.m., so this is going to be a call to all men that have a desire to sing. We're looking for some strong voices. We have a great conductor that's going to launch us. We appreciate Keith Kraft, who you're going to hear from in just a minute, and so we have a studio full of singing men of GNN. We met last night and talked about and prayed up and had, I think, 11 of us, some on the Zoom call and some here in the studio. And we talked about the future of the singing men of GNN. And the consensus was, let's move forward. Let's begin May 10th. And so we're excited to announce that. And I opened up the program with Psalm 40, verse 5, because that was the verse that God put on my heart. So I'm going to tell a little story for those of you that are new to the radio ministry, those of you living in Bloomington or Springfield or Whitehall or Beardstown or Carlinville and Lincoln, a little of the origin of the Singing Men of GNN, because we've met for 22 straight years until COVID-19, when it was the first time in 21 years that we didn't have our Christmas concert at Marketplace Mall. But let me give you a little history, and then on this Testimony Tuesday, we're going to hear from five other Singing Men of GNN, what draws them to this men's choir, how God has used it in their lives, and how we hope God will use us in the future. And with us also is C.J. Sizemore, our Singing Men manager, and Roger Weisgarver, who's our chaplain, Jim Gunther, who you always hear of as being like Mr. Haney. He does a little of everything for the radio ministry and helps with various concerts and setup and tear down and promotion and on and on and on. And then Keith Kraft, as mentioned, he's going to initially be our Singing Men director to help us with a transitional time as we see who God raises up to sing with us. And then Scott Klein, Dr. Scott Klein, who's on our radio board, who also has an interest in the Singing Men of GNN. He sang with us for a number of years, and that's one of the assignments as a board member, to oversee and help assist with the Singing Men of GNN. So he was here last night, and so that's who's in the studio with me. But let me tell you a little story about this Psalm 40, verse 5. Many, O Lord, my God, are the wonders you have done, the things you planned for us, no one could recount to you. Were I to speak and tell of them, they'd be too many to declare. So about 23 years ago, when the Promise Keeper movement was beginning and quickly at a peak where there was 40 and 50 and 70,000 men in these various stadiums singing, I went to one of those early on and thought, wouldn't it be neat to have men's choir in East Central Illinois? And I thought, well, and these guys could testify, I had no background in singing, had never formally been trained. I didn't have a very good voice, but I thought and started praying about it, and I called up Herb, the radio servant, and said, Herb, what do you think about this idea of gathering men to sing and declare the wonders of God? Because at the Tower this past Saturday, I was doing some devotional reading, and I came across Psalm 40, and it's like as if God spoke to me and said, you know, you need to gather guys to sing and declare the wonders of God, just right in this verse 45b, where I just speak and tell of them, they'd be too many to declare. And I thought, that's what we're to do, to sing and declare the wonders of God. So I called up a few friends and we prayed about it and said, well, let's meet and see what happens. And I think, Jim Gunther, you were about like within the first five people.
I was down in Dallas, Texas, doing a remodel for Remax Realty. You called me up and introduced yourself, and said, I want to start a men's choir. I said, oh, that's great. I said, you know, do you sing? You said, no.
Yeah.
I said, oh, okay, do you have good management skills? He said, oh, yeah. I said, you'll make it.
Yeah, and that's right, because at the time I was attending Twin City Bible Church, and I think your in-laws,
Ruth Smith,
yeah, said, you need to get a hold of my son-in-law. He's got a great voice, and he's maybe going to be moving into the area. So you were a part of that initial group. I think the first time we met, we didn't have the keys to the building, and so we were out literally, this was like
Twin City Bible Church, out in the parking lot. It was like a Motown.
Yeah, Motown, that's what I was thinking about. Yeah, underneath a street light, and we didn't have keys into the church, and so we were just harmonizing, and somehow I think we had some music. And
four hymnals and harmonizing.
Yeah, and so that was the beginning, and then God, through some supernatural arrangements, I happened to sit next to Dr. Barrington Coleman at a prayer breakfast, and we were seated next to each other, and I mentioned something about a men's choir trying to start it up, and he's like, well, I'm the director of the Varsity Men's Glee Club, and there's the Barrington Coleman Jazz Trio, and I work with, who are those guys at U of I, the other guys.
Yeah.
So he was very talented, and I think within a few days his wife called and said, Mark, you would not believe, we've been praying about an avenue for Dr. Coleman to be around colleagues and people his own age. You know, he serves all these students, but this would be a great opportunity. So I remember when he came, there's about 20 of us meeting up in that little classroom at Twin City Bible Church, and that soon grew into 30 or 35 of us meeting in the church. And then we got our first concert. I think we sang that December at Marketplace Mall. And we sang at the Air Force Base. That was, I think, one of our first concerts.
Fire in the Prairie.
Yeah, the Balloon Festival. That was 20-something years ago. And so for these past 20 years, we've been meeting most every Monday night with breaks maybe in July and after the Christmas concert. But we had 21 straight Christmas concerts at Marketplace Mall. We've produced 3 different CDs. We've seen God use us in dozens. I think, CJ, you've recounted for all the different concerts we've had since 1999 and all the things we've done. So I'm going to turn it over. So everyone, the Singing Men of GNN are being relaunched in 3 weeks on Monday night, May 10th, here at the Great News Radio Center. And even if you live in Bloomington or Lincoln, yeah, it might be a 30, 40, 50-minute drive, but we have guys coming down from Cisna Park, from Danville, from different areas, Tolono, Arthur, Arcola. It's worth it. We meet from 7 to 9 p.m. We have a devotional thought maybe midway through, some good fellowship, some great rivalry as the basses and tenors pick on each other, and us baritones are always smooth throughout the whole evening. But it's a great time, and so men, if there's a stirring in your heart, start planning on joining us on Monday night, May 10th at 7 p.m. at Lincoln Square. If you have any questions or need more information, you can call the station, and one of us will get back to you, 217-367-7777, 217-367-7777. And women, if you've been stuck for the last year with your husband because of COVID-19 and you want to get him out doing something productive, this would be a great thing to encourage him to join us. And men of all ages. In fact, we used to have some high school guys and some college members, so it's open to any ages. I would say at least 15 or 16 on up. And we have some members that are in their late 80s. So God has really raised up a great group of guys, and we'd encourage you to join us. So we're going to start with you, Jim, and then work through the 5 other guys. You've been one of the longest members, been a part of it for a lot of years. Why would you encourage men to come out on Monday night, May 10th?
I would say if you want to have fun with a bunch of crazy guys, show up on Monday night, 7 o'clock, prepared to laugh, have some fun. If you don't know how to sing, Keith will show you what to do.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's a group of guys that you get away, you get friendships. I've got friendships that I've made here that will last for a long time. My buddy here, CJ, you know, I mean, we've done a lot of stuff together, a lot of concerts, a lot of setups. It's just a great way to bond with guys. And like I said, we get a lot of laughs. Yeah, and we have some good talks. And it's a place where you can open up and not feel intimidated.
Yeah. Now, Jim, one of the few people that can totally understand what's involved with the setup of a concert, all the phone calls, return phone calls, visiting sites, putting it all together, getting the guys to get there early or a day or two before, setting up sound, is C.J. Sizemore, because C.J. kind of took on one of the initial jobs that you used to do with all the setup. CJ, it's not just that we just show up and sing. There's a lot of work behind the scenes. So you've been our manager for what, about 15?
Since 2008. 2008. Jim was the first manager.
Yes.
And he got busy with some other things and handed it off to me. Been a lot of fun. Thank goodness he's our setup man, because there's a lot of things he does that I don't know how. But we all work together.
Yeah.
And we love singing. We love the fellowship that's there. And we would just encourage anyone that's interested in music or just fellowship to come and join us.
And one of the prerequisites is just having a heart to sing. With Keith and others that we have in the group, you know, you can harmonize next to a strong bass or a tenor, and you can learn your part through them. And I think we're going to be having some CDs available for the guys to listen and to practice with. And so we're going to be hopefully ready to sing some concerts in the coming months. And Roger, you know all about concerts because you oftentimes create the posters and help with the promotional kits and get the word out. And so you've been singing with us for how many years now?
11 years.
11 years.
Yeah.
Why do you sing and why do you go through all the effort on a Monday night to come out and assist?
Well, it's 15 years ago that I had the opportunity to hear the Singing Men at the DeLand, Illinois homecoming celebration. And I told the wife, one of these days, I'm going to be singing with that group.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know how that was going to take place, so I was living in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Lived up there for 17 years. Well, I got to retire, and the Lord moved us here, and I kind of parked on your doorstep for a little bit.
Sure.
And the Lord put me to work with the Singing Men and promoting the radio station. And I just know that it's a joy to share the Lord any way that we can.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not such a very good speaker, but I know that I can convey a message in song, and it just thrills my soul to do so.
And what some people may be unfamiliar with the Singing Men of GNN or our concert setup is generally or oftentimes we have a number of testimony times, and it's oftentimes however the Lord leads. You know, somebody might get up and as the song ends out says, I want to share a testimony, or I want to talk about the victory I have in Jesus because I was struggling in this sin, or I used to be a hardcore rock and roller partier and the Lord gripped my heart, or I was in a marital situation that was not God-honoring, and here's how the Lord broke me down, and now I sing to His glory. So most all of our concerts have an element of testimony time and of sharing and bringing praise to the God. So Keith, you know, as being a part of the Singing Men of GNN and helping direct during rehearsals and assisting in various occasions and also directing other choirs, you see that there's power in the proclamation of God's Word through song. Why do you come and join us, and what do you see as a benefit about being a part of the Singing Men of GNN?
Well, I've been there for about 13 years, and I've been doing Christian music since I was in high school. I sang in a group called Light and Celebrate Life.
Mm-hmm.
We traveled all over the United States doing Christian musical drama. I got it rough now. I direct a female choir, and now I'm directing a men's choir simultaneously.
Yeah.
Now, if I could put you all together,
yeah. We
could have four parts.
Yeah.
But there's nothing better than singing to the Lord.
Yeah. And you have one of those unique voices, being a second tenor, sometimes a baritone, wherever the need is, but powerful voice. You and Ken Welch and others really help enhance the choir. We have a lot of basses and baritones, so if you tend to sing in the tenor one, tenor two range, you would be especially welcome to the Singing Men group, but
especially.
We want all voices. And so you have a busy schedule, you're working, you have grandbaby time. How are you able to carve out time, and why? I do it. What's the motivation? I know last night we were all excited for you to say, hey, I can take it on for a while. I can assist. I'll help, you know, launch these rehearsals. But with a busy schedule, why are you doing it?
There's a balance. It seems like as I'm busier and I'm doing something, I can focus more on everything else because I can focus my time on my grandchildren, on my granddaughter that I'm raising as a daughter, my wife, my church. When I've got free time, we tend to waste free time.
Yeah, we squander it. So, well, that's Keith Kraft. He's going to be our current director of the Singing Men of GNN. By the way, in case you just tuned in, this program is archived at greatnewsradio.org, greatnewsradio.org. Or if you listen to the WLUJ family of stations, stop by WLUJ.org and listen in on the Mark and Friends link, because you might know somebody that is a man, maybe works in your office, maybe it's your spouse, and you want to get him out of the home. Encourage him to come out on Monday night, May 10th, 7 p.m. to Lincoln Square in Urbana. We're in Unit 112. You'll hear the men singing. We'll be warming up. We can accommodate a bunch of guys here, and we're excited to relaunch the Singing Men of GNN in 2021. And so, Scott, you're on our board, and I think it was a year or two ago, I tried to assign all of our board members to have oversight with the various ministries under Great News Media, because we have the theater troupe and the Singing Men of GNN, the children's choir. We have a lot of different things that we do with trips to Israel and other events and gatherings, and I tried to get board members to have different oversight. And you said, sure, I'll be happy to attend various Singing Men meetings, because you sang with us for a number of years, but because of your throat...
Yes, I had a cervical fusion, and a complication of that surgery, I lost my speaking voice and singing voice for a time. My speaking voice came back, but my singing voice has been somewhat weaker since then, and I can only sing for limited periods of time. However, I missed the group. Terrific times with the group. I was there until 2005. I missed the fellowship. I missed the camaraderie, the chance to present Christ and see the faces of those that hear the message is just a wonderful experience for me. And I truly miss that. And I think I may try to come back. Mm-hmm. And maybe I won't be able to sing the whole concert, but hopefully I will be able to. It'll be a joy to participate again.
Now, I know, Jim, through these many years, we all could probably think of different concerts or presentations or situations where we saw God at work. Let's take everyone down memory lane as we close out our last 6 minutes with the program. How about all of you think of a special situation or a circumstance, or maybe it was one of the prisons that we sung in and we saw how enthusiastic the crowd was. I think we all agree that some of the prison ministry that we've gotten to participate in where we sing, they are so welcoming and they sing along, or maybe it's up at the Pacific Garden Mission with that huge group or 1,000 people in the food court. So, Jim, why don't we start with you, and I'll share a minute's worth of a memory.
Definitely the women's prison. The ladies are sitting out there, and you can't help but look out there and think, okay, what did she do? What did she do? And you get past that because they're so excited and clapping and singing along. You say, okay, God, this is the reason we're here. Mm-hmm. There's a reason that we're coming, going through all this protocol to get through just for this hour to give these ladies something to get away from what they're experiencing. So you got to get over what they did, but what can they do when they get out?
And it's kind of interesting because now we acquired the 15 additional frequencies and stations. Mm-hmm. We get a great strong signal into Lincoln, and we've had a number of people at the Lincoln Correctional Facility that have written us, and I can't wait to go back there and sing to them. Because, you know, we've established a relationship with some of them, and they listen to the station all the time. So they're in for a real treat as we get to go back to Lincoln and some of the other locations and sing to them. What about you, CJ?
Mark, last May, we went to Chicago for a weekend and sang with four other choirs and did a concert on Sunday afternoon that had several hundred people in attendance, and that was just a great time, singing with the other guys from the other choirs.
Yeah, there was that one setting where we all came together, and 100 plus, and we had our tuxedos on, and it was just a glorious time singing patriotic songs. And so I should do a plug. If you're a church or oversee an organization and maybe are entertaining the idea in the fall or in the coming months having the Singing Men come, we'd be happy to talk about it and look at our availability and see if it could be a good match. Just give us a call, 217-367-7777, 217-367-7777. What about you, Roger? You've sang with us for a number of years.
Two words. Do a shout-out to Ivan Parker.
Oh.
What are the chances of a local men's choir getting to sing with the male vocalists of the year for subsequent years, I'm not sure how many, of the Southern Gospel venue. And we approached him, asked him if he'd like to sing with us or allow us to sing with him. And sure enough, 3 years in a row, I think, three or four.
Yeah, I think 4 years. And we're close friends with Ivan Parker and how he comes and treats the guys. And it's always an enthusiastic time and fun. We do some backups with him. We've done backups with the Gaither Homecoming Group. Yeah, there's been so many different memories. What about you, Keith?
You stole me. That was Ivan Parker. He handed me. He was going to hold the mic for me. When Steve said, oh, well, Keith does that set, and Vic does that solo, and he started up just hold the mic for me. I just took it from him, and he, am I not supposed to take it? I kept on singing, yeah. And his eyes got about that big.
Yeah,
and
then we called it the golden mic.
Yes, and then when Vic sang, his head jerked around like, oh, my gosh, the sound out of him.
Yeah, yeah. What about you, Scott?
I really enjoyed our times at Paxton at Pell's Park in the band shell. Families would gather, and it was informal, but the joy of singing in there and seeing the faces of the people, how much they appreciated hearing the Christian music presented in a way that they could appreciate, and their kids really became excited about it, and I just found that very fulfilling.
Yeah, we've seen God use this men's choir these past 21 years, and we're looking forward to what he's going to do as we relaunch in 3 weeks, on May 10th. It's Monday night at 7 p.m. here at Lincoln Square, 112 Lincoln Square, right in the mall. Right in the center of the mall near the food court across from the chalkboard. But if you get to the mall, we'll make sure that we find you and bring you in here. We'll be meeting from 7 to 9 p.m. on May 10th. So get the word out. Help us raise up some new voices to sing and declare the wonders of God. And I'll close out with Psalm 40, verse 5, kind of the benchmark verse that God used to launch this men's choir 21 years ago, 22 years ago. It's, "Many, O Lord, my God, are the wonders you have done. The things you planned for us, no one could recount to you. Were I to speak and tell of them, they'd be too many to declare." And that's what we want, men. We want you to join us so we can declare the wonders of God through singing, through sharing, through meeting up on Monday night. So come join us on May 10th. If you need more information, call the station at 217-367-7777. 217-367-7777. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns, Jim Gunther, C.J. Sizemore, Roger Weisgarver, Keith Kraft, and Dr. Scott Klein with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you, and have a great day and night.